The Arabian Horse Fiasco. I figured I could apply my money-making talents to other business ventures and maintain my lifestyle. I know what I'm doing, I'm smart, and I have the net worth to prove it. One of the smartest guys I ever met was Jim Gleason. He was also one of the craziest people I ever met. He had this knack of being the big-picture guy. He was always coming up with grand schemes to make money. In one of his schemes, we were going to buy an island off the coast of South America. It cost something like $2 million, but we were going to leverage the purchase by putting down only $100,000 and borrowing the rest using the teak wood grown on the island as collateral. We were going to harvest the teak wood, sell it, make a fortune, and then own the island for nothing. Gleason was nuts. He was constantly coming up with these ideas. Every week he'd have a new way to make $1 million. One day he started talking about Arabian horses. You buy these beautiful horses and you breed them and you show them in horse shows and you make a lot of money. Are you sure that's right? Yeah. I never could get a handle on why or how you made a lot of money with these horses. These things don't do anything. They don't race or run the steeplechase. Nothing. They're show horses. You walk them around and somebody pays $2 million for this thing that walks around looking pretty. Sounded crazy to me, but Gleason and I started looking at Arabian horses. He came up to me one day and said, I've got it. I found a couple who are getting divorced and they're selling everything they own in common to settle their divorce decree. They have an Arabian horse we can buy for $22,000. This was the first number he'd mentioned that I could even think about paying for a horse that didn't do anything. So we went and saw this horse. His name was Onyx. Onyx was beautiful, gorgeous, a dark gray Arabian. He had this pedigree and that pedigree and so on. Okay, let's do it. Buy the horse. What's it gonna cost? The minute you buy one of these things, the cash register just starts running. We had to transport it over to the stables, pay for room and board, pay the vet, and pay for training. After a few months, it was getting to be kind of expensive. We had something like $20,000 each in Onyx. Then, one day, I got a call from Gleason. It's Onyx, he said. What do you mean, it's Onyx? They just checked Onyx into the emergency room of the Ohio State Equine Hospital. Ah, God, now what? He's got a rare blood disease. Naturally, we hadn't insured Onyx yet. We figured that after training him and documenting his pedigree, he was going to be worth more and we'd be able to insure him for a lot more. The SOB ran through another $30,000 before he died. The Arabian horse fiasco cost me about $50,000 before it was over. Here I was thinking I could make money in Arabian horses, and I couldn't even ride one.